to welcome everybody to the show. My name is Candy, and I do past life readings, and I have Yvette Howell with me. I think we've worked very well together. Wouldn't you say so, Yvette? Yvette! Ah, gosh, I hope
I did not
lose her.
No,
okay.
I had myself muted. I responded well to what you said. Just nobody could hear it. I said, yes, I have always enjoyed working with you, so I agree with you. Whew, I need coffee.
Yeah, I've had my tea today, so.
Well, it's not, it's not as early here as it is for you, but I'm not doing well. Oh, my goodness.
It's Sunday. Maybe that's the issue here.
Yes, Sunday. Did you see where Stuart Scott died? I was so upset.
No,
do you know
my
him?
Husband was telling me. Was telling me about that. I knew who he was when my husband told me, and now I'm thinking, God, who in the world is that again?
He's the ESPN anchor. He was quite different when he first kind of burst onto the ESPN scene, and he kind of changed the way they did things and really kind of launched ESPN into sort of a big deal, you know. It was just his mm-hmm. personality. He always said, booyah. I don't know if you remember that phrase. Booyah.
Yes.
I mean, he just had a whole little, he was just a really inspirational person. I mean, he had cancer and he passed away. I guess it just happened this morning. He was only 49. So it's just really.
Oh, my gosh. That's so young.
Yeah, it's just so young. And so, but he adored his kids. He has two daughters. I think they're 15 and 19, and he adored them, and he always spoke of them on air. And I didn't see him a whole bunch, but what I did catch, which made me actually go and look for him through ESPN, I'm not a big sports fan, but I caught the Saturday Night Live. They did a little skit with him, or not with him, but about him. You know, they kind of one of the guys pretended to be him and everything, and so that made me, because they portrayed his personality as such a cool thing. I went and kind of looked and watched some of the sports, you know, some of the stuff, interviews, and, you know, he was an anchor. So some of the stuff that he anchored and watched him, and he was just cool. He was just really cool. He will be missed, but, you know, of course we know that we don't really go anywhere, but still that physical presence of someone is very difficult to release sometimes, isn't it?
Oh, I totally agree. It's like when Joan Rivers passed.
Yeah.
Oh my gosh, that was just such a huge loss, and I was shocked. I mean, I was really like, oh my gosh, you know, someone so, I thought she was magnificent, you know, in the
and
way
alive.
She presented
so
herself.
Much alive. And, yeah.
Yes, very vibrant, and she just had that that throbbing energy that, you know, reached out to you. And, you know, if you didn't smile when you saw her, there's something wrong with you, you know?
Well, and Robin Williams, we lost Robin Williams in 2014, you know, mm-hmm. and that was just, oh, what a blow that was. Just, I mean, you know, he was just, he meant so much to so many people. It was so difficult and hard to get, wrap your mind around all of that, you know? But,
yeah.
I guess,
yeah, I
you know, some
too.
People believe we come with a beginning and an end. We're all kind of marching towards death, in a sense, as this human being anyway. But I guess we're predestined. I mean, some people believe we're predestined. I don't know. I don't know what I believe about that.
Yeah. It's, you know, it's tough to say because, you know, some of us have shorter lives than others, and I don't know. Dove for Peace in chat. I don't know if you're looking at your chat right now, Yvette. She wanted a reading, but she wanted someone to do it for her in chat. So she hasn't gotten back to me yet.
Yeah, I don't. I don't mind doing chat readings if they can't call in for some reason, but I really like to hear their voice if I possibly can. But if they can't do that, then, you know, I wouldn't mind trying. I don't know.
Okay.
Just
yeah.
Something about
did,
the voice.
Did
that
you
resonates,
see? You know, that's the
yeah.
way I feel about it too. It's definitely a lot easier to hear the voice. I remember doing readings just in chat only, because one time nothing would work except in chat. So it definitely makes it a little bit more difficult, you know, to read their energy. But hopefully Dove for Peace will, you know, maybe ask you a question.
Yeah. Well,
we'll
tell
see.
Me what's going on with you. What have you been doing? I know you've been riding up a storm.
Oh, my gosh. Yeah. I have definitely been.
And you have a big book launch coming, right?
I
January 17th, right?
Yes, I certainly do. I'm doing a re-release. Yeah, you got that right. I'm quite busy this year, actually. But, yeah, the first in many zombie apocalypse novelettes. So they're going to be short reads, you know, right around 14,000 words, not even 50 pages in length for each. And I've been really wanting to write some books, you know, that have to do with that particular genre. And it's pretty darn popular right now. So, and my publisher is Kingsnake Publishing. I was actually picked up by two publishers last year, Kingsnake and then Crushing Hearts and Black Butterfly Publishing. So I feel very blessed. Now it's the time for me to just write, you know, and get these done for them. And then for Black Butterfly Publishing, I have a book. It's the re-release of Psychic Perception, and that will come out in February. And I have a personal assistant that I've hired. You know, it's gotten to that point to where I can't do it all. You know, I can't write.
Wow.
Do everything else, you know. So I was paying other people to do that, but it wasn't going anywhere. So I'm hoping that my personal assistant, I mean, she's good. I know that. She's actually a published author herself, and she's in the publishing house, Crushing Hearts, and her name is Jennifer. So I get the feeling that we're going to work very well together.
Awesome. So are you still working full-time too, or are you only writing full-time? No,
oh, yes, I am. Yeah, and then in September, we relocated our house and our business to a different city. So, you know, we're still dealing with the waves of that.
Moving, I hate to move. I know it's a necessary evil sometimes. My grandma always said, three moves is good as a fire.
That's funny. Yeah. It's been challenging. You know, we moved to a smaller place. But the best part is we're surrounded by two lakes. And we have, like, lots of ducks and geese and little wild bunnies. So it's more up my alley. You know, I've been posting videos on, you know, my Facebook page and my author page on Facebook. I just want to really show people that, you know, I'm a lot happier than I used to be, you know, because of the location. And one thing I notice is when I go back to the place where we used to live, not necessarily the house, but the neighborhood, it just, the whole energy it's a downer to me. You know, there's like a lot of stress, and I feel a lot of people are just really struggling, you know, So that's why I'm just so glad that we got out of that area.
Well, I think location makes a big... I mean, I was reading the other day that people actually suffer from geographical stress, like an energy that happens in certain areas of a place, you know. And I know since we moved to San Antonio, it's been marvelous. I mean, it's just a whole laid-back city. The city itself is just laid-back. It's like everyone, you know, it's like, I mean, you got to love a place that has a fiesta that lasts for 2 weeks. Come on.
Oh, hello. Yes.
And I mean, literally, there's something going on, fun and party-like, you know, every day of the week, it seems like. So it's just, but they're just it's just a laid back, and each of the individual neighborhoods, like there's like a bunch of little neighborhoods, they each feel like a little small town stuck, but you don't realize how large the city is unless you get like up on a hill and you look down, you're like, wow, that's a huge, I mean, it's 1.3 million or something like that, so that's, it's a big town, but you don't feel like it when you're in the midst of it, so.
Yeah.
You know?
See, that's kind of nice. You know, we where we used to live, there was over 28,000 people. Well, where we moved to, there's like right around half, if not less than half.
Yeah.
So it's
well, I know.
Actually, I think it was more than 28. I think it was like 68.
Yeah. Well, and getting close to nature too seems to soothe your soul.
Yes. Yeah, you got that right. I think you mentioned that too when I posted pictures of our little place and, you know, the lakes and the ducks, and I think you said, you know, you just feel different, and I'm like, yep, that's me.
Yeah. No.
Yeah, Dove for Peace said she posted her question in chat, but would you like her to call in?
If she want, yes, I would like to talk to her. If she would call in, that would be helpful. I can do it either way, but I prefer to talk to her if she can call in.
Okay. Yeah, so hopefully she'll do that. And I'm giving a huge shout out to Byte Radio Me, which is Robert. Love his shows.
Oh, hi, Robert.
He he's a fabulous, fabulous guy. I love his posts too. There are times when I will seek out his posts. Just wanted to let him know, you know, because he's just, I love his energy.
Well, I'm so excited about these novels, or these what do you call them, novelettes?
Yeah, the zombie ones are the novelettes, and the other one, the series of the psychic books, they're going to be right around 40,000 words each. So, the re-release of the first one will be in February, and my PA is just, she's working it. God, I love her.
Yeah.
I've been noticing more and more people are, you know, becoming interested in it, and she's getting the publishing house interested as well. And the one I'm really, really looking forward to coming out is the first in a 3-book series, and it will be called Dragonfly. And it's an Angel's Reign series, so it has to do with angels and demons. And it's funny because there's someone listening in chat, and his name is David, and he's a really good friend of mine. Well, you know who David is, right?
Mm-hmm, I do.
Yeah, mm-hmm. Well, it's funny because I've his personality and just how he is, I inserted him as an angel into all 3 books.
Oh.
Yeah, something told me, you got to do this, you know, so he is an angel. Of course, his name is David in the book. And his role is very... It's very minor, but it's very instrumental in the way that the main character is guided, I guess you could say. So he has a lot of words of wisdom, and he always has, you know, even in real life. So
yes.
I think people are really going to appreciate. And those are also right around 40,000 words. So I'm not like a huge writer.
Yeah.
Of, you know, full-length novels, you know, 80 to 90, you know, 1,000 words or anything like that. It's just,
that was
going to
be my next
that.
Question. What's considered a long, you know, what's considered a novel or whatever? So it's 80 to 90,000 words?
It's usually anything over 60,000 words, you know. And it's funny because a lot of people I know, they will write novels that are over 100,000 words. I had a friend, she put 3 of her books together, and it was almost 1,000 pages. And I'm thinking, wow, you're catching up to Stephen King, you know?
Wow.
Good books.
How many pages?
It was like almost 900 pages.
Wow.
A friend of mine wrote. Yeah. I mean, she, but it was a series of 3 books, and she sells them together on Amazon. And, I actually read the series, and I mean, she's really, really good writer, but I just,
it's a lot of writing.
I'm one of those people. I get bored, you know, very easily. So usually 40,000 words is kind of my cap, because if I do anything longer, my brain is like, okay, I just feel like I'm beating the, you know, the grammar to death, and I have to move on and do something else.
So do you? I mean, do these characters that you write about, do they live with you? I mean, do they come alive for you, and is it hard to let them go?
Well, with the Angel's Reign series, yes. Oh my gosh, it was so hard to let that series go, you know, when I finished the third book. And it was funny, because I even posted it online, and you know who Bennett is? Bennett Pomerantz? And mm-hmm. and he said, he's a writer himself, and he's on the radio show that I was doing yesterday.
Oh yeah.
And he said, you know, it is really tough to say goodbye, and a lot of writers will say that too, especially with my Angel's Reign series. You know, it was tough for me to say goodbye to all those characters, and I think I shed a couple tears, because I just put my heart and soul, you know, into those particular works. And when I first started to write it, I started a year ago, October, and it took me, you know, a month each to write those books. But it's the way that I was writing. I felt like I was guided, you know, to write them a certain way. They're very detailed. I literally go into much greater detail in those books than I did in the zombie apocalypse books that I'm writing. Matter of fact, I'm on the third book right now of Z Radio, and I don't know how far I'm going to get with these. You know, I told my publisher probably between 5 and 10, but I have this feeling it'll probably be right around 5, because I kind of want to move on. One thing that I've really been doing lately is talking with some online friends that I've known for years. One gal I've known since junior high, and I really want to use them as cover models for future books. And I feel like I've been guided to do that as well. So I've started those books. They're kind of, you know, there's just two of them right now. You know, one is about a witch, and my friend is okay with that because it's a good book. It has nothing to do with negativity or anything. And then the other book has to do with kind of like a love story. Has to do with like a country girl and a city girl and a country boy. And the other friend was like, oh, my gosh. And she has a bunny. And I thought, well, you know, I really got to get that bunny in there, too, because the country boy got to have little bunnies in there. So, yeah. But, you know, it's just so many new things that I never really even thought of, you know, to do for, you know, books and writing. And I don't think a lot of other people have thought about, you know, what if I, you know, like, what if I'm writing about, you know, like in my psychic series, and all of a sudden I'm like, okay, well, I'm going to put Yvette in there. Well, I would ask you for pictures and somehow put you in the cover. And to me, it's just something that I've really been, I mulled over for a while. Stephanie, she's also an author. She's the one that will be on the City Girl and Country Boy. Yeah.
Yep.
So she will play the city girl, you know. She was raised in the country, but yet she comes back because her aunt passed away and she has to take care of the farm. And I'm kind of centralizing it, you know, not far from where I'm at, because it is country. I mean, literally not far, just like a mile or so down the road. So things like that, I think, you know, it's not really about selling the books. It's about just writing, you know, and including other people, you know, in these books, and they're excited, you know. I mean, my friend Stephanie.
Oh, I would be
too.
I've
never been asked this before.
So
cool.
Are you, is your goal to do this, you know, and not have another job, not have a full-time job? Or do you enjoy your job? And
yes and no to that one. The one thing I've noticed is, another reason, you know, why my husband, he moved into temporarily it will be, into another glass company here in Rockland, and the company is very large. It has, you know, a good presence, a large name. It's been in the same location for like 30 years, and they're at retirement age. They love my husband, and they have they're talking about doing a takeover, you know. And it's funny because the feeling I get is it will become a Goliath, which means that I will have to step up more so and, you know, jump into basically be like the front man or the front woman of the business.
The front woman.
You know, kind of like I,
front girl.
Yeah, kind of like
there you go.
The way I am here. But it's just, it will be on a much larger scale. So I've been really mentally, emotionally, spiritually preparing myself, you know, to do that. I think that's why I'm really writing a whole lot now, because once I do that, I won't be able to write as often or as much. I won't be able to put out as many books, you know. The shows
but
won't
you've
really matter
always been
they're
one
on the
to
weekend.
Have a whole bunch of irons in the fire at the same time. So.
Yes. Yeah. Yeah, but, you know, during when that does take place, you know, it's funny because my son's thinking, oh, it will probably take place at the end of this year. 2015, and it's a great possibility it might, you know, we don't know. We're thinking either this year or next year, but in the meantime, I'm really kind of, you know, getting my crud together and heading in that direction, because the business at its heyday was making over $1 million a year. So,
and I
keep telling my husband, I know we can do it again. Because once we do that, then I won't have to be there as often, because my daughter will be stepping in. You know, she's going to be 16 this year. Once I teach her, then, you know, we might be able to work out that I have a day or so off. That way I can go home and write, you know, undisturbed, which would be fantastic.
Wouldn't that be fantastic? If as a mother you could actually pull off doing anything undisturbed, kudos to you.
Well, when they're younger, you know, as any parent knows, you know, that has a little one at home, you know, it's even tough to use the bathroom alone.
Oh, I know. Between the cats and the kid, I haven't been alone for, you know, 10 years.
Yeah. Oh, yeah. Yeah, I have.
There's always someone coming into the restroom, and I'm like, really? Is no place sacred around here?
No, you know, I think that's one thing I like. My son turned 18 in November. My daughter will be 16. So they will both, you know, my son already has a car, so he goes out and about and does his own thing. And my daughter will be driving.
Wow.
So it's, you know, it's funny because it's like mixed emotions having kids at this age. I'm glad I don't have to, you know, constantly make their food, feed them, that type of thing. And they're almost done with school. You know, my son will graduate this year. And if my daughter plays her cards right, she'll graduate either early next year or later this year.
Wow.
Yeah. So I'm pretty, and I think that's why, you know, I know something huge is going to be totally changing in our life, you know, and my husband and I, we want to buy a place in the hills and,
this is on some land. This 2015, from what I understand, I don't know a lot about numerology, but I understand that it is an 8 year, and I understand that the vibration of an 8 year is one that where you'll have the resources, you'll have the ability to do some of the things that you want to do, and it's about making money in a sense, but not so much making money, but being prosperous, I guess, is the best way to say that, to being prosperous. So if you're going to launch something like that, or if you have a business-type thing that you want to launch, from what I understand, this is the year. I think we get to take January off to try to plan out what we want for 2015 in a way. Of course, you can't because you've got a book launch.
Yes.
And deadlines and stuff. But, you know, I think it would be good for everyone to kind of take a, you know, a few days and just, you know, think about what you want out of this year, because this is supposed to be a really spectacular year. I know Saturn is moving into Sagittarius. There's going to be a brief retrograde back into Scorpio, but it's been in Scorpio, and for some people that's been a very intense energy. Scorpio's the, you know, about secrets coming to the surface and things being exposed, and I don't know about you, it was been that way for the last 3 years, and about the last 3 years I've had a real harsh lessons, I feel like, in learning discernment with people, you know, learning who,
yes,
you know, what, and I know you probably experienced the same thing, and I think that was probably due to Saturn being in Scorpio, because it kind of brought things to the surface, and you were able to examine them and decide, do you know, is this person or is this situation serving me? And if it's not, we have to discard it, because we don't want to be building our foundation on something that's not of our best interest. And that's a very difficult, hard thing to do. But that's ending, and it's going into Sagittarius, which is going to kind of shake up our belief systems. But hey, being Sagittarius, I'm like, bring it on. But you know, I say that with a caveat. You know, I mean
good
that.
For you.
I, you know, bring it on, but you know, be gentle.
Yeah, that's the way. Well, you know what's funny is there are so many what you were saying about secrets, and I've noticed that friends have dropped off. You know, people I've known for so long, I just can't handle the drama anymore. I'm sure that you're the same way.
Mm-hmm.
Can't do it. I'm walking away from it, you know. I recently had a friend unfriend me, and matter of fact, David. and I'm like, I just, you know, they tried to friend me, and I'm like, you know what? I'm just done with the drama. I've tried helping them for so long. I can't do it anymore, and I finally just walked away. You know, and that's one thing I'm really doing is I'm walking away from people that they either, one, don't want to fix their situation, or they want you to watch them in their situation. And I'm thinking, if I want to watch a horror movie, I'll go to the theater.
Yeah.
You know?
You pick up a classic. Oh, Facebook is so full of drama, though. You know, it's such a—I don't know. It's such, you know, people say social media, and that's the way you're supposed to promote yourself, and blah blah blah. But yet it reminds me of high school, and it's just like, oh, I get—it's such a time waster.
Yeah.
You know, you get on there and you find yourself stuck and involved in drama, and it's just—I don't know. It's difficult to know. I tend to be an isolationist.
Well, you know what's funny is I worked really hard at getting my author page a mention, and a lot of people will see, you know, famous people's pages that have that little blue check.
Mhm.
Yeah. Well, I finally achieved that, and there is something that there's like an app for your phone that you can get, and it's only for people that have the little blue check. So I've been able to, it's on Facebook, but yet it's isolated from Facebook. You know what I mean?
Right.
And so I'm able, and it's an app, and I'm able to post things on that particular wall, but yet not being on Facebook and seeing the drama. So I'm able to pick and choose who I want to follow, you know, other people
mm-hmm.
that are in the same, it's hard to describe it really. It is Facebook, but it's more of an isolation. So you're not seeing everything that is going on, like on our walls. Like you said, there's just so much, you know, on our news feed, there's so much crap and garbage. Well, you don't see it, you know, with this particular, you know, app or whatever. So I've been kind of playing on that a lot.
Such a struggle
yeah.
to stay reasonably informed, but yet not let the news depress you. I mean, it's just a real struggle to maintain that balance. You know, I want to know what's going on in the world, just because I think it's important to a certain extent. But at the same time, I don't want to get swept away in the, you know, because there's a lot of bad things happening, and bad news sells stories, and so that's what you see, you know, that's what's put out there in the forefront, and it's just, whew, you could just really lower your vibration if you spend too much time involved in all that, but it's a struggle to maintain balance, and I think a lot of people have trouble maintaining balance, you know, in different areas of our lives. So.
Mm-hmm. Oh yeah, and we're all like diamonds, and we're all multifaceted. And, you know, I think trying to balance everything has been difficult, but for some, I feel like that, you know, this is almost like a tipping point for them. You either still walk in the mud, or you know the. What you would call, like the bog. That's was always my famous one. You know, you either continue to walk in the bog lost, or you walk out of it on your own. You know, and I think this is definitely a year of, you know, do it yourself. You know, if you can't help yourself, nobody else is going to. And that's what we. That's what I've been really. It's funny because I think it was right before Christmas, I was starting to change things, my outlook, what I've been doing, why I've been doing it. And finally I said, you know, when it comes to writing, I need to hire a PA. You know, it won't be like a every month thing, but mainly when I'm about ready to release some books, I need to do this, you know, to instead of like killing myself, you know, kind of like, shell out some different ideas, you know, pick other people's brains and that type of thing. And then I was on Krista's show in November, and I was doing some past life readings, and I really liked doing it, and I hadn't done it, oh my gosh, in like 7 months. So that was kind of
I know, it's been a long time, yeah.
Yeah, because I've been just too busy, you know, writing and trying to deal with the move and all those different energies. And so now I'm thinking, okay, I'm getting a lot of this stuff really settled, so I'll eventually know, you know, where
I
to start landing my
feet. Know, yeah, I think when you do the past life readings or when you do readings at all, I know for me, personally, I've been doing a radio show. Last week I did it every day in the morning, and it just the act of doing that show and doing readings stimulated something in me. It's like that connection, you know. And I would not necessarily recommend doing it every day unless you just really want to, which I do, but for right now at this time. But, you know, just the act of doing that. And I think that's good for your creativity, too. I mean, your past life readings. You do such excellent ones, and the purpose that you bring up with that people were living in that lifetime and what they were, you know, that's fantastic stuff.
Yeah,
it really is.
I totally agree, you know, because, and it also bleeds over into this lifetime, you know. I think that's why I love doing the past life readings, you know, so much, and getting back into this with you especially, because I feel like we have this.
Yeah.
You know, this connection. I think it's more of like definitely past lives, and you know, like almost like a, you know, we've been through this for so many different lifetimes together, and so doing this once a month, I think, is really going to kind of spark, you know, not only within me but within you and the people we will be, you know, helping together. And it just
I'm really excited about it. Yeah.
But I definitely need to, I think doing this in the afternoon, you know, like I discussed with you, would probably be better, because I think more people would be up and aware. And once we get this, you know, going, and I think we're going to get a lot more connections going. I just feel that. Do you?
Yeah, I do too. I do.
Oh, wow. We have Laverne. We have Soul's Eye View, too. Welcome.
Yeah, Anna's here.
Happy New Year, everybody. Yeah, it's definitely a new year. A lot of people have been, like, cleansing their homes. Matter of fact, I did that with some sage and
oh, that's a great idea.
Really, yeah.
Kind of a house cleaning or a renewal. I'll have to do that.
Yeah.
I've just been stuck. It's been cold here, and when it got cold here, because it's not cold here ever, except for a brief time in winter, it just shuts me down. We live in a 110-year-old house. We live in an apartment, the ground floor apartment, and it has no heating system and no insulation because it's actually built to be cool instead of hot or warm. And so we have one air conditioner unit, window unit that converts to heat. And then we have these little oil heaters. So, we have to pick and choose what room we actually heat. And so when it gets that cold, and it wasn't that cold, people would laugh at me from, where it's really cold. But we're talking 39, 38. It got that cold. It gets so cold in this house. We can't move. You don't feel like doing anything. Except maybe cooking.
Well, yeah, because
and that's only because you could use the oven.
Oh, yeah, because you're around that heat and you don't feel like you're going to get frostbite.
Right. Excuse me.
I really
shut down last week. It was cold. It was wet. There was no reason, no desire to go anywhere or do anything, but just kind of stay wrapped up and. That's pretty much what I did. So I'm looking forward to the school starting and getting back into my regular routine and to a little bit warmer weather so I can actually get out and do a few things I need to get done. So.
Yeah. Well, I don't know what it is about here. We've been just slowly dropping. I think it was like 30-something degrees last night.
Wow.
And, of course, where we live, we don't have a yard. We have to, snap leashes on the pups and take them out. And to them, they're just like, cold doesn't bother me, But with us, we're like, okay, come on. You've got to...
Hurry up, do your business and go inside.
Got to go poo. You better go poo. Do your business now because I'm freezing.
Exactly.
Yeah, so, but it's kind of, it's been different, up here because we're a little bit out of the fog, too, but we don't get as much fog as we used to. I mean, we used to really get socked in. You couldn't even see the neighbor across the way, and so now it's a different life up here. I will say that, we live in a... I really didn't realize how so-called ritzy of an area it is, but the houses are like massive all around us because we live in a little tiny mobile home park. But the one thing one thing I love about it is we have two lakes. We have, tons of ducks and geese, and the geese are just, what a pain in the butt those birds are. When they
they're
come
mean,
in,
aren't they?
They're,
I've heard they're mean.
Oh, my God. They,
like, they'll
not
chase
really
you
to
and
us.
Stuff.
I don't know if it's mating season, but we saw two of them when we were out on our walk with the dogs. One of them had the other one by the neck, and it was just, like, clamped on, and they were flapping, like, smacking each other with their wings. And I'm like, okay, we got to do something, because can you imagine kids coming out and seeing a dead goose floating in the lake? I mean, so we're like tossing small pebbles, trying to, get the one to let the other go. And finally they did, because the other ones were kind of getting all anxious, like, what are you doing? So they finally released each other, or the one released the other one. And I think he had enough. He was like, okay, I'm out of here. You're mean. But, they're noisy too. I mean, they will announce their arrival, and the whole time they're here, they never shut up. And I think that's what I love about the ducks, that they're just so sweet, and they're actually kind to each other, as far as I've seen, I mean, that you never know. They might start, picking on each other, but I know they mate for life. And
right. And I didn't know that. They mate for life? Ducks do?
Yeah. Yeah. Yeah, they do. They, you used to see when one takes off and leaves the other, the lost look on their poor little face is like, oh, where did he or she go? And they're just so cute. But I'm pretty excited about this year. I have to admit, it's going to be different than last year, I think.
I think it's going to be amazing. Sounds like you've got everything lined up and you're pretty busy and got lots of deadlines and stuff to do and big plans, business plans and family plans.
Yeah,
it feels almost magical, you know, what you have planned and the way it's going to turn out for you. And don't we need a little magic after the last couple of years?
Oh, my goodness. I totally agree. I feel like I've been, you know, walking through the valley of darkness,
yeah.
You know, as it says in the Bible, you know, and in different turn,
I know.
You get hit with something. I mean, it's just, you know, it's crazy. I mean, yeah, we're not without our, you know, troubles here, too, because, you know, we've had issues with our place, you know, which I think is normal. You know, when you move into a new place, you have freaks.
You know, you took a huge step, and you it took an enormous amount of courage to, you know, there's a process that people go through during something like that. You know, there's an evaluation of what I want from life and what I need from life and what, you know, where I'm at maybe isn't working for me anymore. And then it takes this courage to figure out what you want, you know, what's best for the family. And then then to actually take the steps and do it. You know, all of those things took courage, and so that you have to really look back on what you've accomplished this year and be proud and feel proud about what, you know, because it took a lot of courage to do what you've done.
Yeah, I think the big one was, you know, putting the house up for sale because it was, you know, the kids – I mean, they literally each had their own room, and we had a swimming pool. We had, it was a four-bedroom, two-bath. We had a so-called the American dream, but the American dream was expensive, you know. And our business was not able
much,
to keep
you know,
up.
How much, I don't know. It feels like sometimes, how much do we really need? You know, maybe looking
Bingo.
At areas
mm-hmm.
in our life, and are we... Do we have too much? I mean, can we simplify, I guess is what I'm trying to say. Can we simplify, you know, and should we? And I think sometimes we should. It's important to simplify.
Well, you know what's funny? I remember you saying, you know, just not only simplify, but, you know, letting go. And I got to tell you, I let go of so much stuff that I just didn't need anymore. And I feel better about it. And I know that there's more that I can... You know, delve out.
And when
and
you
give
do
away
release
that
much, when you release that much stuff, you have to remember too. There's a grief. There's a, you know, it's a loss. And so you go through those five stages of grieving that people go through. You know, maybe you go through them rapidly, but you definitely go through them. So it's a big deal. I mean, what you did, you know, what was done in 2014 for a lot of people was a really big deal. You know, this letting go, this releasing, this learning discernment, all of those things. Those were big, hard lessons that we, but I just feel like it puts you in a place like right now where it's just a launching pad for magical manifestation, I guess.
Yeah,
you know?
Well, you know, you're doing your thing too, 5 days a week, and you know, I just feel like you're going to really get recognized for that, which is awesome. And
well,
you know
it seems kind of crazy, but yeah. Oh, we do. Yay.
We do. We do. Go ahead. Say what you're going to say.
Oh, I was just going to say, I feel like that it's like I told you before, it's stimulating something, you know, and having to be accountable for my time. On a daily basis keeps me from procrastinating, which I love to do.
Don't we all?
I mean, never do today what you can put off till tomorrow. Come on.
I think that's normal, though. You know, that comes par for the course. Well, our caller is from area code 313. Hello?
Hi, it's Nana. How you doing?
Nana! Oh, my gosh. I have not talked with Nana for so long. How are you, lovely lady?
Oh, I'm good. A lot of evolution, trance, what you call it, mutation, you name it. Anyway, it's so good to talk to you. Yeah.
I so miss talking to you. It's funny because
you're in a 9 personal year. I told you that just as you was getting ready to move. So that's endings, letting go. You know, so you're still clearing all that out, you know, and the weight of carrying all, you know, just trying to stress on trying to hold on to that when it was time to move forward, you know. So I'm looking forward. We're going to have to talk, you know, do your reading for you. Hi, Yvette. How are you?
Hi, Nana. How you doing?
I'm much better. We made it.
Oh. We made it, huh? I've been wondering about you. I miss you terrible.
Well, I had to
probably, I guess it's the right proper word.
I've been attacked in every way humanly possible. You can't even believe. But I survived it, and I had to do it. But it was personal, business, everything. Because that video you saw on YouTube, you weren't supposed to see. And somebody went behind my back and launched it, all my products.
You know
what I'm talking about. So they did that. That wasn't supposed to be launched. And I didn't know they did it. So anyway, everything's good. I'm back in control, and I miss you ladies. Yay.
Miss you terrible.
So we'll talk, you know. Get some updates because it's a whole new year, 8 year.
That's what they're telling me.
It's the year of reaping. So anything that you put out is coming back. So you're definitely blessed. I put it like that. but there was I tried to say on my show how much light was coming in. To filter, you know, to shine down on the dark in you and outside of you last year. That was really my goal, you know, that you have to make these powerful choices about how you think in your mind because every thought is manifesting, you know. I did my best, but I had an attack on my show. I had to shut down my website and everything, so I'll be back.
Oh, my God.
Oh, yeah, I got you. Name it. I had to take it all down, everything. I had to. I got attacked like never before, but I'm okay. Even my body, even I was physically, I've been attacked in every aspect. So, but I survived, and I'm here. So, any good news for me from Archangel Michael? I'm not into the past life. I want to know what's happening. If you see anything.
What's happening now?
Yeah, if you could see, because it's out there, but I want just some clarification. And I love the way Archangel Michael talks to me through candy, too.
yes, he is awesome.
Yeah.
Yvette, what do you see for Nana?
Yeah.
Well, I see that the things that you've struggled with and the I don't know if there's been legal issues, things that you have to, that have been difficult are going to come out in the end in your favor.
Uh-huh.
And just the, your openness and your sensitivity to that energy that's been around you lately that's caused such chaos and everything. It's kind of poked little holes in you, and I feel like that there needs to be a real time of healing for yourself. You know that, and you probably have taken that time. But whatever you can do that's self-care-wise, you need to do that. And I don't know if you've been up a lot and not sleeping well or if there's something going on that's just, you know, I suppose all of this stuff that's happened would keep you up at night, but try to get more rest. And I think you told me one time to take magnesium, and for some reason I feel like I need to tell you to take magnesium. So I just turned around what you told me.
And it does help you sleep. You're right. That's funny.
Of course, I'm not a doctor, and I can't diagnose or anything, but for some reason, I just got that really clear. And I don't know, there's something going on underneath the surface, and it doesn't really need to be discussed about or anything. But just be aware of that, and you probably already know. And you know, check things out, you know. If you don't know it to be true, or it doesn't come from someone that you absolutely trust, then you have to be careful, you know. You know that.
Yes.
Be careful of the...
Oh, yes.
Yeah, be careful of the inner dialogue that you carry on. Make sure, you know, that make sure that you're being nice to yourself when you think thoughts, you know, your own inner dialogue. Because sometimes we tend to say bad things to ourselves when we think we're not doing what we're supposed to be doing, or when things aren't going the way we, you know, we wish they would, we tend to turn inward, and you know, so be careful that you're not being too hard on yourself in this situation, and that you approach yourself with the love that you would approach someone else. If you were telling Candy something, or if you were telling me something, you would put it, you would come from such a place of love, and make sure that when you're, you know, telling yourself something, that you come from that same place of love, and that you're not being so hard on yourself. You know?
You know, all that Virgo in me, I can't help it.
I know, I know. I see the censoring that you do of yourself.
Oh, my goodness. Yeah, but I love myself more than I do, you know, criticize or slander myself, because that
is huge.
It's like
the
I was saying, it's but.
Okay, I was going to say, the other thing that I see is that you're not going to have to face anything that you haven't already faced down before. That this is, you're at a point in this journey that you're absolutely not going to have to face down anything that you haven't already beaten or taken care of. So don't be afraid to push through that last little bit. Okay, you're not. There's no more surprises for you.
Yeah, you know what? I wanted to add something to this, Nana. I feel like that Yvette was totally right. When there's like all these little holes in you, I feel like you're purging through those holes as well, that you're releasing, you're letting go at such a rapid rate.
Yeah.
And I see Archangel Michael, as soon as you said his name, I could feel him right here with me, wrapping his wings around you and saying, just let go, let go. It's time to move on.
Okay. Yep. Thank you. Wow. That was good. Keep my whole card.
Just wrap yourself in love like you wrap other people in love.
Yeah.
I mean,
you know how much I love y'all. You're always in my thoughts.
You need to turn that inward
too.
We love you, but we self-love, you know, the most important relationship you'll ever have is the one you have with yourself.
Yeah, and I've been like my sister. She's on her last chemo 2 days ago. Miraculous, unbelievable healing. The head oncologist is like in shock. But I've been on it, and it's almost done. It's done as far as I'm concerned. She's healed. But, you know, that was a huge...
She feels healed. She feels like she's on the other side. She's starting to go down the other side. That's what I feel.
But that she's healed, right?
Yes.
It's awesome.
Yeah.
I feel it.
To do with that.
What did?
The angels had a lot to do with that.
Well, I hope so, because I know I've been get over there and heal her. But it was about her having faith, because no matter what we do, if you don't believe, then you diminish it. You know.
Yes.
So. That had a lot to do with me helping her be in a place of faith, you know, because that's the hardest thing, you know that, you know, when you're spiritual or when you're human.
It is.
So
we'll
talk soon, and I love you, and I called because I couldn't help myself. I'm glad I made it. yeah, so thank you both. And,
yep.
And if
Nana, don't be a stranger because I worry about you.
All right,
oh,
I'll call
I've been
you
so
soon.
Worried about
I'll call
her.
You soon, Yvette. I love you.
Okay, thank you.
Okay,
yeah, you
and Bella,
care.
Too. Yeah, and I'll talk soon, and if there's another caller, give them a chance to be blessed, too.
Thank you.
And yeah, I love
you. Sure will.
Okay,
love
bye
you.
Now.
No, bye.
Thank you.
Okay, you're welcome. Take care.
I will. We'll talk soon. Thank you.
Okay. Bye. Oh, I love hearing from Nana. She is just such a powerhouse of energy and just positivity. That's one thing I just totally adore about her. Well, you know what? I would say that this show turned out very well.
Yeah. Just us talking, but that's okay.
Yeah. Well, you know, I'll definitely get the other show set up and that way we can, you know, like I said, a little bit later in the day, and we'll kind of go from there. And it's funny because a lot of folks that have been on the show that I've done readings for, I'm sure you have too, they actually start to show up. And I'm kind of, you know, it totally, you know, opened up like what you had said, you know, that new beginnings and things are really going to start moving forward for us. And I feel that. I really
yes,
do. We've worked
I feel
so
that
hard.
Too. And yeah, I feel that too. And it will be fun to see how it unfolds. That's part of the adventure.
Oh, yes. Oh, I'm excited to work with you again. Oh, this is going to be awesome.
I know. And I'm very excited for your book launch. I can't wait. I just can't wait for you because I know it's something that will just make you feel so good and be rewarding, you know. So.
Yeah, I have quite a few this year, so I will definitely be busy, but I definitely want to continue to do shows. You know, something told me and it's funny because I felt like, you know, that Michael, Archangel Michael said, you know, you and Yvette need to do this together.
Oh,
and I'm like, okay, once a month, you know, and then let's say one of us is, you know, out of town or whatever. So let me know, you know, if the first Sunday of every month works, and if it doesn't, we'll do another Sunday.
Yeah, right now I don't have any plans, so yeah, it sounds good. But if there's if something comes up, I'll definitely let you know. But I am looking forward to it, and I guess we will be back in a month, huh?
Yeah, we certainly will. Yeah, so definitely. If you could send me a link where you are during the week, I would love to listen in.
Oh, I will do that. I'll message you. I will definitely do that. It's
okay.
Called Raising Vibration Radio.
Oh. I love the name.
Mm-hmm. That
is nice.
My friend and I, she came up with the name, and it's actually been quite fun, and it's at 8:30 my time, which is really early for you. So, but you might be at that time. Who knows?
Well, I usually, well, depends. Let's see. It is 10 here.
It's 12 here, so that 2 hours. So that would be 6:30 your time. But you can always catch it in the archives, you know. It's.
Oh, okay. I was thinking that's probably what I would have to do.
We're having a lot of fun doing it, so.
Wonderful. Oh, awesome. Yeah, I think good things are going to come out of it for you, you know. You're going to get not only some readings, but more people are going to want you on the show just because you're so good.
Well, thank you. You made my
that's
day.
That's all I have to say is you're so good.
So good. Well, thank you, Candy.
Yeah, definitely. Yeah, well, thank you for being here, and I'll send you the link for next month's show, and definitely wanted to thank all the listeners that, you know, dropped by to say hello and everything, and of course, I have to thank Kathy, you know, because this is her show, Kathy's Dis and Echoes, and it is a phenomenal place to be, you know, and you really have to be, you know, good of heart and everything to even... you know, be on the show and be a host, and I just feel absolutely blessed, you know?
Yes. It's a fantastic, it's like a network, isn't it? It's a fantastic network that she has.
and
yeah,
some
she has
really
many,
awesome shows. I catch as many as I can.
There are so many hosts on here that are just out of this world, and they're just, they're really, really good. Unfortunately, I'm not able to catch as many shows as I would like to, but...
Oh, you're busy,
you know,
though.
I think, yeah.
Come on. Can't you fit that
fire
in somewhere?
You know, I'm trying to not have so many irons in the fire. You know, I'm actually, that's the one thing that I've learned. I'm learning how to balance. You know, before I wasn't able to because I didn't know how. And now, you know, after being through so much that I've been on and letting go, and now I'm like, okay, I'm finding balance here, finally.
Yeah. Well, that's a good feeling too, isn't it?
Mm-hmm. Yeah,
it,
I don't
it's
feel
not,
like I'm
it
lopsided.
Doesn't come easy. Balance does not come easy.
No, no, it's difficult. It's very difficult to achieve, but we'll get there, right?
That's right. It's a journey. It's a journey. Just enjoy it.
I'm learning to enjoy the journey. Well, I will definitely let you go, and we will talk again next month, and I'm hoping to have a lot more callers. I think I'm going to send Chris the link next time, because she can really kind of spread the word and help us out. Now that we're I'm back up and running, so and we'll kind of go from there. But yeah, thank you so much for being here, and we will talk again. We'll definitely talk on Facebook before.
Okay.
Well, you have a great Sunday, and take care.
You too.
Okay. Bye.
Bye.